Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you put it all together in one place, all the facts, the picture of our Department of Justice that it paints is an astonishing one. A Department of Justice that's little more than a criminal enterprise itself. We'll start with what we learned over the weekend. It is astonishing. The Federal Department of Justice U.S. Attorney David Weiss out of New Hampshire had enough evidence of a crime by Hunter Biden and perhaps his father Joe to seek both search warrants and grand jury subpoenas. To get those, you don't have to prove a crime. That's the point of getting them. But you have to have significant evidence of one. He did. They did. Yet, after pressure from the Biden's attorneys, Weiss decided to just drop it. It might make Joe Biden look bad. That might have made some sense if what we're talking about here is Hunter Biden buying some crack or something that really isn't Joe's fault. But this? Do you know how this started? The Treasury Department has computer software with an algorithm that flags potential money laundering. The Russians had given Hunter $3.5 million. They wired it to him. It was flagged by the Treasury Department's computers as potential money laundering. And there was a problem, as best-selling author Peter Schweitzer would later point out. He didn't report it to the IRS. Oops. Turns out Hunter Biden couldn't because he had taken the money without registering as a foreign agent. That's a felony. So once you take the money and you're not registered as a foreign agent, this is what they raided Rudy Giuliani's apartment for, because crimes actually count when you commit them as a Republican. Well, you got a problem, and Hunter Biden did. And then there was the laptop, which made it really clear where money like that was going. 20% for the big guy. 10% for the big guy. Hunter Biden would write in various notes. Clearly, they had evidence of a crime and were on the verge, the Justice Department, of seeking subpoenas and warrants when they were stopped by Weiss. He didn't want to, according to Politico, alert the public to the existence of the case in the middle of a presidential election. I guess he felt the American people had no right to know that the guy they were considering electing was pre-owned through bribery by at least the Ukrainians, the Chinese, and the Russians. Okay, well, election's over. Has been for a long time. Who's in charge of the Hunter Biden case? It's still open. Oh, Weiss is. Joe Biden left him in place. Well, as I said, the election's over. Where are the subpoenas? The warrants? Nowhere. Now, contrast that with Donald Trump, who committed no crime, but was merely accused by that same Department of Injustice of colluding with the Russians. Understand, colluding is not a crime. There's no statute against it. Had Trump been found dead to rights guilty of doing it, nothing would have happened. It's not a crime. Yet, the same Department of Injustice destroyed Trump, tarred him with Russia collusion by somehow, and I still don't understand how they did it, getting subpoenas and warrants for over a million documents that Trump was forced to turn over, many of which were then later leaked. Speaking of leaks, something else astonishing going on here. See, U.S. Attorney David Weiss may be a political whore and practically a criminal himself, but he had a boss. And there's no way he didn't run this case with the Bidens by that boss. That boss was Bill Barr, a Republican who got where he got in Washington because of the close relationship he developed while working for the CIA under George H.W. Bush. Barr's best friend, Lindsey Graham, warned us. Remember Senator Lindsey Graham warning us? Who was that? Robert Mueller. Now let's put this whole picture together. It's terrifying if you think about it. This isn't just a one-party thing. This is a globalist thing. It crosses both parties because Bill Barr was appointed by Donald Trump, but merely granting a stay of justice for the Bidens so that Joe could win the election wasn't all that Bill Barr did. Oh no, not even close. According to the Wall Street Journal, back in December of 2020, Barr did far more for the Bidens. Headline, Barr kept Hunter Biden probes from public to avoid election politics. In other words, he made sure no one knew. It wasn't just, hey, we got the evidence of a crime here, but let's hold off because it'd make the Bidens look bad. He made sure none of the leaks that characterized the Trump era from the Department of Injustice, where every innuendo, whisper, and document turned in ended up on the pages of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, or the Washington Post. No, no, he kept it tamped down. That was important because he even kept it, according from the Wall Street Journal, from Republicans on the Intel Committee in the Senate, who, remember, were investigating the Bidens. They'd gotten a hold of the Treasury Department report that Hunter was laundering money, Russian money. It was important that they not find out because they might have used their considerable power to publicize it and demand information from the investigation. So Bill Barr cut them off too. But that wasn't all Bill Barr did either. The picture gets more monstrous the further you pull the lens back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In addition to Hunter's money laundering, there were other crimes Bill Barr covered up, too. Remember Bill Barr, still our attorney general, running around in December and January claiming he hadn't seen any evidence of election fraud? Nope, none, anywhere. That's what happens when you hear there's evidence of election fraud and you tell your prosecutors to bury it, to make it go away. And that's exactly what Bill Barr did. That's according to a letter written by one of Bill Barr's own prosecutors, Bill McSwain. He was the U.S. District Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. McSwain recently wrote a letter to President Trump. It's truly astonishing. Listen to this. On Election Day and afterwards, our office received various allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities. As part of my responsibility as U.S. Attorney, I wanted to be transparent with the public and, of course, investigate fully. But Attorney General Bill Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or to put out any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. But, I mean, they investigated them, right? Nope. Yeah, it's kind of hard to find the election fraud if you forbid your employees from looking at it. And that's exactly what Bill Barr did, according to McSwain in the letter he wrote to Trump. He wrote, I was also given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the state attorney general for investigation. That'd be the same state attorney general, he writes, who had already declared that you, Trump, cannot win. By the way, he said this before the election. Why would Bill Barr muzzle his own attorney general in the state of Pennsylvania, tell him he could not speak of or acknowledge in any way the allegations of election fraud he had seen, that he could not investigate them, but had to instead pass them along to a Democrat state attorney general loyal to the Biden campaign because he wanted to bury them. Because Bill Barr did more than anybody else to help Joe Biden get elected. Last week, Tucker Carlson said there's nothing that Hunter Biden can't do, can't get away with. And you know what? That's funny because somebody else said the same thing. It was Hunter Biden. Remember? Eerily on that laptop. It's not some right-wing conspiracy. Hunter knows it himself. He's immune from the law, from any consequence of anything he does.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight? It's almost as if he wishes someone would stop him, but no one will. Not in this country. It's too profoundly corrupt.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
Even more astonishing is how widespread the protection of Hunter Biden is. The story of how Weiss decided to stop pursuing subpoenas and warrants, even though he had the evidence, the criminal evidence to go after them, that story broke on Friday the 16th in Politico. It's Monday the 19th now, and not one single mainstream media television news station or cable news station, except Fox News, has said a word about it. To give you some idea of the almost incomprehensible double standard here, Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, went to prison for failing to register under FARA as a foreign agent before he did business. Earlier this year, they kicked in the door of Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani for the same reason, FARA violation. He had represented somebody without declaring himself to be an agent of a foreign government. The exact same thing that Hunter would do with Ukraine and China and Russia before he took what are clearly bribes to anybody with half a brain. To appreciate the irony, remember this. Who was it who originally got Hunter Biden's laptop? It was Rudy Giuliani. That's probably why they're charging him criminally and harassing him. Who originally got it? Rudy Giuliani had copies of the Hunter Biden laptop, as well as other evidence of lawbreaking in his apartment. That was Hunter's. That included evidence that Hunter had potentially committed sex crimes with an underage girl who was a member of the Biden family, and a back and forth text exchange with Joe about it, because Jill was apparently pretty hot under the collar about the whole thing. Rudy had evidence of all of this when the FBI agents raided his apartment. Listen to what happened next. Nothing better illustrates the double standard of justice in this country.
The only time they got perturbed is at the end of the search, when they had taken about, I'd say, 7 or 8 electronic items of mine, which is what they took, and two of someone else's. They weren't taking the 3 hard drives, which, of course, are electronic devices. They just mimic the computer. I said, well, don't you want these? And they said, what are they? I said, those are Hunter Biden's hard drives. And they said, no. I said, are you sure you don't want them? I mean, the warrant required them to take it. And they said, no. And I, one last time, I said, don't you think you should take it? And they said, no. Now, Hunter Biden's hard drives fall within the scope of the subpoena. The subpoena required them to take all electronics, but they decided to leave that behind. And they also were completely content to rely on my word that these were Hunter Biden's hard drives. I mean, they could have been Donald Trump's. They could have been Vladimir Putin's. They could have been anybody's. But they relied on me, the man who had to be raided in the morning, because I'm going to destroy the evidence. I've known about this for 2 years, Tucker. I could have destroyed the evidence years ago. I didn't destroy the evidence because evidence is exculpatory. It proves that the president and I and all of us are innocent. They're the ones who are committing. It's like projection. They're committing the crimes.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.